Today I am going to deal with e-content. E-content is the content delivered with the help of electronic devices. It has some phases and it is a model of ISD, that is instructional system design. It was developed in 1975 by the Center for Educational Technology at Florida State University for the US Army. This model, in order to remember it, there is an acronym, that is ADDIE, Add E Model. A stands for analysis, D for design, the second D for development, fourth D for implementation, and fifth E for evaluation. In the analysis phase, or the first phase, the contextual analysis, learner analysis, task analysis, and content analysis will be done. Remember, identify the area, the accountability, target audience, objectives and its goals, and know the audience, that is their skill, budget, delivery method, etc. Next, the contextual analysis. Analyze the context. Individual or group or formal or informal or self-learning. Then the learner analysis. While analyzing the learner's academic levels, skills, motivation, visual literacy, language competency, learning style, etc. should be analyzed. Then comes the task analysis. Analyze the purpose. Check it, whether it is for educating, training, creating awareness, or developing skills. The content analysis includes prepare a content outline, factual accuracy, the content should be complete, and classify the content. In the design phase, complete design of the learning situation. Relevant softwares, required skills, define the learning objective, content outline, structure the content logically, instructional and evaluation strategies. All this should be kept in mind in the design phase. Also, in addition to that, the appropriate media mix, visual and technical design, creative and innovative interactions, learner evaluation strategies, that is practice, pre-test, post-test, remedial test, assessment, etc. Make sure that the content, assessment, test and exercises match the objectives stated. The third is the development. Actual production of the content design takes place in the development phase. It includes creation of storyboard. The storyboard means scripting the entire course content. Storyboard describes step by step script of the final outcome of the e-content. Creating e-content by mixing of text, audio, video, animations, references, blogs, links and MCQs with some programming specifications like home, exit, next. Next is the implementation phase. At this stage, the materials are distributed to learners. This phase explains how to install and use and how to use it and the difficulties experienced while using e-content. It checks the product accuracy and quality. Next is the evaluation phase. Formative and summative evaluation is done, helps to satisfy the e-content and its effectiveness. Considers feedback from both the learners and instructors. Material is to be revised at all stages based on the feedback received from the audience. And one more phase, testing phase. That tests the spelling mistakes, content errors, clarity of pictures, relevant videos, appropriate audios, timing of animations and hyperlink. Thank you.